When the United States entered World War II, soldiers were asked to fight in places where it would be difficult to take conventional airplanes to get them supplies. There were many ideas that resulted, and one of them was developed here in the panhandle of Texas. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In early 1942, the U.S. military was developing a cargo glider program that could help them deliver important equipment and supplies into areas difficult to reach in combat. Soon, a training program was established, and Army airfields were needed to begin readying glider pilots.
It was decided the primary advanced glider training, where they actually were learning to fly the CG-4A glider, would happen at South Plains Army Airfield. Of the little over 7,200 glider pilots who were trained during World War II, about 5,800 of them earned their G-wings, got the glider wings here at South Plains Army Airfield.
Sharon McCullough is the curator of the Silent Wings Museum on the north side of Lubbock, Texas. These, of course, weren't like the sport gliders you might see today for recreation.
The CG-4A cargo glider is 88 feet wide in wingspan and 45 feet long. It can handle 13 troops in the cargo area, plus a pilot and a co-pilot.
The gliders were towed in the air, most often by a C-47 aircraft, then released to glide to their destination.
It was basically a one-time use. There were some plans to retrieve gliders from combat zones and then bring them back to air bases, refurbish them, and make them flyable. Combat landings were rough landings. They didn't retrieve as many as they had hoped.
And given the conditions these gliders were towed into, it's easy to see why so few were able to be reused.
Combat, it's a one-way trip into a landing zone that they're shooting at you, and you're just getting on the ground as quickly as possible, so you're going to tear that glider up.
So what were your chances of surviving as a pilot or passenger on one of these gliders to simply get to the combat zone? That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.